everybody. Welcome to Warp and Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 272, Power Rangers in Space, episode 22, The Silver Secret.
It aired October 14th, 1998, written by Jackie Marchand, directed by Worth Keeter. Jackie Marchand? I never know. It's probably Marchand.
That's your Keeter joke.
That is my... Look, I didn't say it was perfect. And if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording.
Here, we're not perfect.
We're not perfect. We do our best. But we watch an episode of Power Rangers, and we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because In Space is pretty bonkers. And it seems like now that the Silver Rangers here, going to start getting into the meat of this season.
So we're right on the cusp. Of that, like, event horizon of so many things just start to happen.
Of serious business.
That's right.
So, you should probably watch.
This is the most serious Power Rangers you've ever seen, we promise.
To date, anyway. It's pretty good. It's real good. I like it. Anyway, we're gonna go watch Silver Secret now.
Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we're back, and we just watched the Silver Secret. Secret Silver? Silver Secret.
That's what I called it. I hope it was right.
I hope that's what it was. Google it in your own time. It was not as sitcom-y as I was expecting from the preview image.
Not nearly as many hijinks.
No. Nary a goof to be found. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, it would be great. I would really appreciate it. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you go there and donate as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including the second Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighter from Beverly Hills episode, which I edited over the weekend. So it's there now. Boom.
Great.
Yeah.
Finally, 6 months later.
Literally 6 months.
We've taken a lot of months off of a couple different things.
Yeah. Look, it happens. Sometimes, look, we do a lot here.
We do a lot.
I don't know if you know that. We do a lot here. We put out a podcast twice as often as every other podcast, pretty much. So sometimes things just
fall. And that's just one of them.
That's just one of our podcasts. So sometimes things fall by the wayside. You know how it goes. Anyway, but that's up. And apparently, according to us 6 months ago, we said that once we hit the next milestone, those will go in the feed for however long.
Oh, yes. Should
we do that or should we keep it exclusive?
I think we should keep it exclusive until we make enough to finish it.
Until the whole thing is done.
All of them, and then we can IV. Well, we'll drip feed them in.
Okay. Boom. So, if you want to hear us talk about Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, you gotta pony up. The bill is due. I'm very excited to do the next two episodes of, well, five episodes, but we split
right,
them
two episodes
two,
for us.
For us, of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, because I forgot that the show was just weird and like listening to us
so
talk about
weird.
It. I'm pretty excited to see what happens next. So other than that, we do have one more thing that we want to talk about. We mentioned last episode that we might do a version of monster rankings. We'd pit two monsters against each other and we'd like figure out which one would win. And like that would, you know, go. Instead of doing it, I guess, round robin, or I don't know how it would have worked how we said it on Monday, Mortal Kombat style, where you just climb up the ladder. Whoever wins, they keep going. What we thought we would do is a tournament bracket. Josh loves tournaments.
Yeah. See, I had this idea when I was like, we'll let them fight.
But you kept it
inside. In my head, I kept going and said, in a tournament. But then I was like, that's just for me. Not everything needs to be a tournament. No. Back off.
I think that would actually very much work for this. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a bracket. We're going to pick 64 random episodes between Mighty Morphin and Turbo. And 64 monsters of the week. So Goldar is out.
Yeah, any henchmen or like main monsters are
Tommy
out.
Is out because, again, he would just win everyone.
Also, he turns good.
He
so
does
he's
turn
disqualified.
Good, so he DQs himself. And if there's no monster of the week that episode, like we, you know, re pick another random number, and we just fill those out. We would have a bracket that you could go to on our website. It would be like a Google Doc survey, so you could fill out your own bracket and then submit it, and we would get to see everybody's stacked up, and then we would, you know, say what we would do, and then we would also look at what the consensus is, see if, like, you know,
right,
how that would go. And then we'll just, over the course of however long that takes, we will determine who the best.
That's right.
Who was number one.
And this should keep us busy for about 9 years.
Yeah. And then that'll just be our full-time show until, you know, Power Rangers starts up again. But that's what we're thinking about doing. If you have any thoughts, let us know. I think it's a good idea. I think it'll be real fun. Obviously, we will have to do more than one per, like, grouping. Because,
are we going to tie the matches into these episodes? Oh. Like, at the end, we'll just talk about them real quick and then put, like, whatever votes went in.
Oh, maybe we could do that. Maybe we could do that on Fridays.
Okay.
And then, like, we'll do some, like,
because I don't imagine we'll need to talk about it for very long.
No, we figured out who would win Pudgy Pig versus Dark Knight in, like, 2 seconds. So, like,
yeah,
you know. And then maybe we'll just do, like, periodically, like, bonuses of just, like, we're going to do 10.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we're going to crank some of these out.
Yeah. And then, depending on how long that takes, we'll probably do another bracket for that batch of episodes. Or we could do, like, all of it up to the current time. No, the problem is...
Well, my idea for this was we would do it by season. So the first tournament would be from season one, which gives us, like, 60 episodes, I think, to choose from.
Yeah, thereabouts.
And we would do 32.
It's less than that because, like, some, there's just, like, Great Satan and Rita are the, you
right.
know.
So we could do, like, 32 from... We can get 32 individual monsters out of season one. So we could either do it that way, or we could do from season one up to the last season we finished, which is Turbo. And we'll do 64 from that.
Yeah.
So those were the two ideas for it that I had.
I like the second one better because I feel like if we just were comparing Mighty Morphin monsters, it would get a little... Like, not boring.
It'd be a little samey.
But it'd be a little samey. How cool would it be to, like, have to...
I don't know. I think a lot of them, their powers aren't described very well, but I think there's a pretty good amount of diversity in there.
Yeah, they have all kind of...
I mean, they're all described as venomous or toxic,
yeah,
but that's
they all
not
have,
what
like,
they
you know,
are.
Like, oh, like, King Swings has wings that make you go back to the juice bar. You know, like, things like that. But, like, how cool would it be to, like, pit, like, Machine Empire versus... You know, season two, like the purse monster, you know, like
that would be cool.
Like, that's what I would like to do, as opposed to, like, if it's just like,
as much
Pudgy Pig versus Pumpkin Wrapper.
As much as I love Zio, though, I don't remember any of the monsters from that season.
Well, my favorite, Louie Kaboom, is DQ'd because
he's
a main baddie. But I remember the missile monster. The missile.
Oh,
robot boy.
And there was, like, the camera.
Yeah, then there was a
the
camera.
Film camera.
There was, there was that one who was bad, but he wasn't. He was faking.
Right.
But in the Sentai, he wasn't faking, and that would be a much better story. Things like that.
Yeah.
We do things like that. So that's why I'm thinking we do it up through Turbo, and then obviously, like, 64, it does not cover every monster between those. So we have to
no.
do, like, another bracket, and then we'd have, like,
we could do 128. No, that's too much.
I don't think it is.
No, round one would be 3 years long.
Well, here's the thing. We do...
If it's 128, that's 64 round one matches, right?
Yes.
How many weeks are in a year?
52.
So it's over a year just for round one.
Well, but we do two episodes. If we did them on Monday and Friday...
Right, but we already have emails and stuff on Mondays, too.
Not always. Every Friday, and if we don't have emails on Mondays...
Okay.
We can definitely get 52 out.
So we'll do 128.
Do 128. This is going to be bonkers. And here's going to be my favorite part. Just hitting that random number generate again and be like, 39 again.
This well, I mean, I have an app on my phone that I can put in a minimum and a maximum and tell it how many numbers in that range to generate and to not repeat.
I like that better than clicking like, do it again. No, we already have 72. Do it again. No, I just got 72 a second ago.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
No,
this?
We shouldn't have to worry about that.
Okay.
With this app that I paid $2 for.
Oh boy, you paid $2 for a random number generator.
For a random
have
number
other
generator because it does. It has like options.
Well,
you can
it's got
you
options.
Can generate one number for free, but if you want to do like the range,
you gotta
and stuff,
you gotta
yeah,
pay.
You gotta pay up.
You gotta pony up. All right. Anyways, that's I guess we're gonna do 128 from Mighty Morphin to Turbo and see how bananas that gets.
Zoinks.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. Anyway, do you want to jump into the episode now?
One more thing. Maybe we should include In Space.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Just because, like, as we go, we're going to be like, this would be a good monster to have.
Right.
But, like, also...
We're not done with In Space
We're not yet. Done with In Space, and a lot of the monsters of the week have been... This one, in this episode, notwithstanding, have been kind of nothing.
Well, I mean, there was the stinger bee.
Waspicable.
Waspicable. No, that was the good one. This the other one was Buzzy. Buzzy.
Buzz King.
Buzz King. King Buzz Boy.
Buzz Cut.
Yeah, sure. And like he was pretty cool. He would like he was blasting.
Right, he was
people.
A Mega Man X bee.
They're all Mega Man X bee. It's just Megan Man's all the way down.
That's true. So I don't know. I just don't know if because by the time we get through round one, we'll be at least way into Lost Galaxy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we should include In Space or not.
Well, we can just redo it, take out all the numbers that we used before.
Let's just start it over?
Well, because all the ones that didn't get picked in the first round.
Right.
And then all the ones until
okay.
now.
Okay, so when we finish, just use all the numbers we didn't use.
Yeah.
And then draw random ones from up to where we are then.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. We could start the episode now.
Yeah, this is going to be a really complicated bracket, but I think it'll be cool.
Well, I think it'll
be... It's only going to be complicated for us. You guys just be like, do I think a pumpkin wrapper is better than lip sticker?
Guitardo.
See, Guitardo could make you very heavy. So, these are the questions we're going to answer.
That's right. We're ready. Let's do it.
We start off... On Astronema, she's watching the fight from last time. She's watching Zane fight a Crocoboy and kill it.
She's just watching the end of the last episode.
She's watching the last episode. She has Fox Kids. And so she's watching the end of Power Rangers in Space. And then he demorphs. Do we see him demorph?
We do, because she holds a stopwatch up and stops it when his suit comes off.
And she's like, okay, so his power, so he's back, but his powers are limited. And then she summons up a mantis. She's like, Mantis, pretty easy task. You're going to kill the Silver Ranger. And the mantis, I guess word travels fast. Because he's like, but he's the most powerful ranger in the universe. One of the most powerful rangers in the universe. So, again, Power Rangers is much more than what we see.
Yeah.
Please let me write that comic book. But the more important thing is that he, number one, knows that Silver's not dead. Like everyone thought, except for the... Four people on the ship that just found out the other day, and Andros. I think that's it. I didn't have a B.
Well, good. It's a good A point.
Yeah.
Solid A.
I have A point, and it's that apparently word travels fast. And maybe it got into the Onyx Saloon, and it just, you know.
Right.
Rumor milled around.
Cliffdoor went in to have a drink, and he's like, you won't believe who I just fought.
And they're like, what? No, he's dead. And he's like, no. And I kicked his butt. I did. He didn't astroglide me into any bodies of water, that's for sure.
I didn't fall into any rivers off a very high cliff.
No.
All of a sudden.
No, sir. Not me, Ecliptor.
I never die, me, Ecliptor.
So then she's like, you only have to stall. You only have to like face him for 2.5 minutes.
Right.
And then we cut to the theme song. So Zane has a time lock on him.
But that's not all. Astronema has new hair. Took me a minute to get a name for this one.
Wig-watch.
It took me even longer to figure out where it went. But I did decide I liked it more than steel wool.
Okay.
And I named it because I was looking at it. I was like, what the heck do I call this?
What do you call it?
Because it's not just blonde.
It's blonde, little 80s. It's a little bit shaped like the purple wig, but not exactly. And then it has like extensions of black in it.
I saw them as brown.
Maybe
and they kind of twist up into the top. So this is the cinnamon roll wig.
Okay.
And this falls in just above the steel wool, but under the Black Pharaoh, which, if you'll remember last time, I knocked down to number two. So this is the number three wig.
Of how many? How many wigs are we up to?
Of 7 wigs. We are 22 episodes in.
We are averaging...
A wig every three episodes.
3 episodes and change, we get a new wig. That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
So when we come back, Zane is getting a physical. Alpha's doing a scan on him. And Anders and Cassie come up around the corner just in time to hear Alpha say,
"Yeah, they're having this like checkup in secret with the door wide open to the Zane's hallway.
Zane's got his shirt off, so you know something's up." So Anders and Cassie come around, and they hear Alpha just say, "You don't have much time," and they're like, "Oh God."
Now, we know kind of what he's talking about because of the last episode.
Earlier in this episode when Astronomus says it.
But even in the context of we know what he means, that's not the way you say that. There's only one thing you mean when you say you don't have much time.
Yeah, is you're dying. And so that's what the Rangers think. And they go, like, "Oh, we have to go tell the others." So they leave. And then Zane goes to Alpha, "How much time do I have?" "About 2.5 minutes.
Could you imagine if Andros and Cassie heard that?
They'd be like, "What's that? You're going to die in 2.5 minutes? I guess we caught this at the best and worst time.
At least we get to say goodbye, but that's literally it.
That's all. So they go to the bridge, and Andros and Cassie do, and they're about to tell the other Rangers that Zane is dying. He's dying! And instead, Zane comes in before they can say anything, and then they start fawning over him. They're like, "Sit down, put your feet up. Here's an apple."
Cassie grabs his feet and drops them right onto like a control console.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just for show. It's just lights. They don't do anything.
Well, as soon as his feet hit, the alarm goes off for a disturbance on Earth, and I was like, "Did she just like hit a button?" But she didn't.
She hits the fake disturbance button.
Yes, the alarm button.
Yeah, might as well. They get a disturbance call, and they are like, "All right, we're going to go. Zane, you stay here. Take a load off. Put your feet up. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to go." So they leave, and then my note is they get pranked, and I don't remember what that means.
They were fighting the Mantis.
Yes. Mantis is down there.
Yeah, and they meet him, and they fight for like a little bit. They're kicking. He's blocking. They're doing a lot of that. And all five of them go to punch him, and he jumps up, and they all punch each other.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was the prank.
Mantis has five-way vision. You know like how Mantis has five compound eyes?
Yep. Between the two.
Yeah.
They could see fives. They have
2.5 eyes in each one. So he sees all five Rangers at once. And so, yeah, he jumps out of the way, and they all just punch each other in the face. It's pretty good. Astronomus sees this, and she should have been like, "Nerds!
Gotcha!
Give a break."
But she's mad because there's only five. There's no Silver Ranger.
Yeah, she's like, "Where's the Silver Ranger?" So then Zane's like, he's got his feet up, he's got an apple, and he's like, "I wonder how they're doing." And I said,
"Why does he have an apple?"
Because I think Anders gave it to him, like, "You need to be healthy. Right. Eat an apple. Please keep that doctor away. Only the doctor can declare you dead. And this will ward you from the doctors." But Zane's like, "I wonder how the others are doing." And I'm like, "Just look, turn on a monitor."
Yeah, you can see.
You can just watch that. And he's like, "Deca, turn on a monitor." And I was like, there you go.
This is not the first time Zane has heard us and then done the thing we said.
Yeah, I'm getting worried. I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore. And it's all bleeding together.
Also, you can really see the silver specks in his hair in this
episode.
Oh
my God, I can't unsee them. I never, for 20 years, I didn't notice them. And now it's all I can see when I look at Zane's head. It's just these like stray flecks all over the place. It looks bad.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about that.
You way to shatter that glass. So he's like, "All right, I'm going down there." And Alpha's like, "What about your morphing?" And he's like,
Alpha's like, "Don't go." And Zane just like, Alpha's not going to stop him.
Yeah, we can do Alpha. Nothing. I'll zap you. No, I was Alpha 5. You're not going to trick me. Down on Earth, Mantis gets like hit by all the Rangers. Like I think they have their weapons out. And they like knock him down, and he's like, because he sees Zane running up, like, "Hey guys, I made it."
He's driving. He drives on his motorbike.
Yeah, yeah. And he parks, and he's like, "I made it." And the Mantis is like, his name is Mantis. That's it.
Astronema literally sends him to Earth, and is like praying Mantis go to Earth.
This is the second
they gave Mantis up on names.
This is the second Mantis monster named Mantis. Because the one that Trini fought back in season one.
The one that shamed her, if you would recall.
Was also just Mantis.
We're calling back season one a lot.
I haven't looked at anything from season one in a while, so I don't know where it's all coming from. I guess as soon as Mantises pop up, they're like,
maybe that's what we can do when we catch up. We can go back and start again.
You know? I wouldn't hate it.
Because it's already 3 years removed, and I'm
Well, what we'll do is we'll watch the reversions.
No, I don't want to do that.
Those are weird.
But we're already 3 years removed, and I'm like, we could do this better for those again.
Oh, we have better. I think we've learned and grown as people enough. So
add another 9 years to this.
Oh, we'll be wizened old men by then. We'll be sages of Power Rangers.
I would have gone from under 30 to over 40.
Yikes. I'll still be 27.
I'll be 40 years old talking about this stupid kids show.
Show for babies from 30 years earlier. And we'll be like, hey, when did this air? 93? Oh, that was... And then all of our bones will turn to dust. And then we'll just be piles of skin on couches. Hopefully I'll have a better couch by then.
I hope for my sake I'll be so old.
Yeah, you'll need a good couch. A memory foam couch. Do those exist? And if not, why not?
Why not?
TM, TM, TM. No
memory
one
foam
it.
Couch with a microfiber cover.
Original idea, do not steal.
It's the Morphin Grid couch.
Yeah, you can only do... It's perfect for podcasts. Anyway, where was I? Oh, there's a little countdown clock in the corner. They're fighting. This is a big fight. And it's kind of between Sentai footage and American footage, like, a bunch. Like, for no reason. Like, Zane will be on Sentai footage, and then, like, it'll reverse onto him, and it'll be American footage. And I don't know if it's just because they're, like, not where they think they are or what. I just can't figure out why they were like, all right, every other shot, just switch between them. But they do, and then at one point he runs up, and he's doing a flurry of attacks, and he's got his Super Silverizer out. And he goes to attack him that last time, and he slashes him, the Mantis, and there's a little tiny countdown clock in the corner. That's like 6, 5, 4. And that is the reason that Zane has a countdown, as far as I can tell.
Yep, it's for this episode.
Yeah.
Ross did tweet at us today, and I kind of remembered the tweet wrong, but I do still want to read it here.
Oh, yeah, about what Mega Silver is. I think it's awesome.
Because he says, Mega Silver's reason for semi-regular action is that he doesn't have permission. He's an iNet head and slacks off to be a ranger. So I thought when you were talking about the timer, I was just like, is that what he meant? But semi-regular is not what that means.
Yeah.
That's just why he's not fighting all the time.
Yeah, it's because he has to like get permission from higher up. I like
that.
Or he
has to sneak away from his desk job so he can be a ranger.
Great. That would be amazing. it's like you have you watched The Office?
No.
Okay. Michael Scott, Steve Carell's character, is the best salesman, like, period. He can sell paper to anybody, but he was so good he got promoted to manager, and he sucks at that.
Right.
So that's the problem, is that he's very bad at being a manager, but really good at being a salesman. I feel like that would be, like, not a reverse of that, but like, I was promoted, I just want to do the fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just going to go be a Power Ranger. On the internet, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what Mega Ranger's about. People who explain it to us, I can't tell.
It's Power Rangers in cyberspace.
In cyberspace. That's what would happen if you stitch words together.
Yep.
But I did it with my mouth.
So moving right past that.
So the others, like, rush the baddie. Because Zane gets, like, knocked back, and he, like, flickers for a second. Not, like, flickers, but there's, like, a...
Yeah, he rattles Mantis enough
that the others can get him.
Yeah, and his suit flickers off, and he's like, I can't demorph in public. So he runs off screen, and we talked about this a little bit last time, I think, where no one on this planet knows who
you
are.
Yeah, you can totally demorph. Number one, you were technically dead, and number two, you're from another planet. No one knows you.
So he runs off, and the other Rangers blast Mantis, who Goldar's out. He's like, you haven't seen the last of me.
Wah.
I'll be back. And he leaves. And then Zane unmorphed, just runs back in and talks to the Power Rangers as a Power Ranger. So, like, you could have just demorphed.
He's like, hey, fellow Power Rangers, me, Zane here, Silver Ranger, unmorphed in his uniform.
And all the other Rangers are like, hey, Zane, glad you could come help us fight as the Silver Ranger.
Why did you demorph? Let's go. He's like, don't worry about it, other Rangers, which I am one of in public. Dude.
What the heck, man?
What's the plan, buddy? Then we cut to the Astro Mega ship where they're all sitting down to eat, and Andros is going to tell them about Zane. They did not invite Zane to dinner, which I think is rude.
Right.
But it's also to tell them about Zane, but also do that at a different time besides dinner, because everyone should go to dinner.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, right?
Zane's probably hungry.
He's probably a hungry boy. He's been in cryo sleep for like two years.
2 years.
Work up an appetite laying down all that time, probably. Andros explains that he doesn't have much time left. And Zane overhears this, and he's like, oh, that's what they think I'm dying.
And he gets this grin on his face where it's like, dude, are you a decent guy or not?
He will flip-flop between kind of a dink and a cool dude a lot. Earlier, when he came up onto the bridge, and before they started fawning on him, they're like, you're working too hard. And he's like, little work won't kill me. He said kill.
Yeah. And here he says they think I'm dying.
Yeah.
Zane is the only person in the universe who can mention death by name.
Yeah. Everyone else has to say destroyed or not much time left.
Or he's fading fast.
Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know why they gave him this immunity idol to standards and practices.
Nice survivor cut.
Thank you. I listen to a lot of McElroy's and they watch Survivor. I don't.
Is there a podcast? I'm not suggesting we start one because I don't want to. But is there one named Outwit, Outplay, Outcast
that's
about
yes.
Survivor?
I bet $100 yes.
Maybe I'll listen to that. I don't watch any new Survivor, but if it's about old Survivor, I'm into that.
I listen to Griffin and Rachel McElroy's podcast about The Bachelor, and I don't watch that. I know what's going on right now.
Right.
But I don't watch a second.
You're
a
hip to The Bachelor, yeah. But you've never seen it.
I could fake it for like a party if I were to go to like a party where we talked about The Bachelor. I'd be like, yeah, right, JoJo? Pretty good. Gotta go. So.
Yeah, the dip.
Roses, love them. See you later. Thanks for inviting me to this party. It doesn't happen often, and I think I figured out why. So. We cut back to Zane is having a great time fake because he walks in and he's like, hey guys, how's it going? They're like, Zane, sit down.
Yeah.
Everyone jumps up when he comes in.
He gets up. He's like, here, take my seat. And Cassie's like, yeah, take my seat too.
Mine too. Have two seats. You need them.
take all five seats, Zane. You've earned them.
They're like, would you like some spinach? And he's like, I don't like spinach. I could use some pie. And they're like, here's a pie. And Ashley and Cassie are like, it's not good for him. But he wants it, but it's not
Cassie's
good
for like,
him.
He needs healthy, he needs nutrition so he can get better. And Ashley's like, but he wants the pie.
He's dying.
Ashley says he wants the pie.
No. Yes. But look, okay? So, all right?
Do with that information what you will. That's all I'll say.
That's all that happened. Last episode was Ding Dongs. This episode was pie. All I'm saying is 1997
when she
pro
got
wrestling
the pie,
have a field day with this episode.
When she got the pie out of that hitchhiker's food maker.
Yeah.
You said, is that, that's not a ding-dong, is it? And I was like, I hope not. I don't want to make ding-dong jokes again. So we'll make pie jokes instead.
Yeah, that's better.
Equal opportunity jokes here at the Morphin Grid.
We cut to the Astro Mega Ship, and Astronema is like, okay, so you didn't beat him, and he only had 2.5 minutes. And Mantis is like, I know, but he's like really, I don't know if he's really powerful, and he beat me up with his 5 friends that I wasn't ready for. And she's like, okay, fine. You don't have to beat him.
Why did he go and not expect the other 5 to? Has he ever seen Power Rangers before?
I guess not.
Should ask Astronema. She was watching it earlier.
He doesn't have cable.
Because there's no instance of Zane going to a battle alone. Like, he fought a Ecliptor alone, but...
And he fought
the other
Krokotox.
But that was part of a team battle. He just, like, broke off.
Yeah. So Astronema's like, okay, fine. Yeah, he's powerful. You don't have to beat him. All you gotta do is stall him for 2.5 minutes, and then she puts a bomb inside of him?
On his shoulder.
She makes him a suicide bomber?
No.
But that's what you would think would happen from this.
Yep, because he just gets like an alarm clock on his shoulder.
Yeah, which I don't know if you guys remember this from our Turbo episodes where there was a countdown timer all the time in the first 17 or 18 episodes. I go crazy when they're on, and I will count with them. And let me tell you, this one's bad. This one's not even close.
Does not keep real time, that's for sure.
So we cut back to the Astro Mega Ship, and Zane is getting scanned again. And Alpha's like, oh, okay, I figured it out. All the time in the cryo chamber drained your powers. And Zane's like, a car that was in park for too long, which I mean, kind of. I get what you're trying to say, but you didn't say it right. So, like, kind of. Car batteries, if they're off, they're pretty good. They're pretty good for a while.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't start a car for 2 years, it would fight you a little bit.
Yeah, all the oil would not be where it needs to be. The engine would be all dried up, but like...
But don't worry, because he's going to take this car battery to an extreme.
Yeah.
That I don't think they intended this to be like a car battery...
Joke. Running.
But maybe, it definitely is.
Maybe this is what gave him the idea for it. We'll get there in a minute. But also, so they have cars that stay in park for a long time on KO35, but no garages to put them in.
No garages to put them in.
You just got
to
park them on the street, and hopefully it's not street sweeper day, and you got to...
Then sweep up your car.
You got to move it, or else they'll just run right into your car on KO35. They don't care.
Just push it down the street. Yeah. It's their car now.
Boom, I got 10 free cars in front of me. And a clean street. There's a disturbance. And he tries to tell them that they're overreacting, that he's not dying.
Well, yeah, because they're going down to check it out, and they run past him, and he's like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we're just going to Earth to hang out. It's nothing. Don't worry about it. And Ash is like, it's a slight disturbance. It's fine. Don't worry. Go back to bed. Get your rest.
Yeah, lay down.
He tries to be like, guys, I need to tell you something.
And they're like, yeah, later.
Also, there is no silver poop chute, so.
Well, no. And we'll never know how he gets down to Earth.
They're never going to show him jump down one of those.
What if they just like opened up a side closet? What if Anders like, oh yeah, here's yours just in case.
Right. You know what's weird is that it was only those two before.
But there's five other colors and no silver. It's almost like nobody watched ahead.
Open up a linen closet. They're like, we hid this one.
We've had to put it in here.
We put this one in storage because you were napping for 2 years.
The hole in the wall in storage. He goes to the bridge and he's like, Deca, pull up a map of the world's weather. I need to find a lightning storm. And Alpha's like, what?
It's dangerous. Don't. And he's like, I'm gonna. And Alpha just, he can't do anything else.
Can't do anything about it. So
he finds one. It's in California. Like, it shows the state California on the map, right. Which is a neat little touch.
Yeah. The others go to fight Mantis. They aren't doing great. We get some shots of that. But then we cut mostly between them getting beaten up and Zane climbing Lightning Mountain.
Yep.
He's going to get to the top of this aggro crag, get a piece of that radical rock.
He's in Hyrule for this lightning storm.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he did unequip all of his electric stuff.
Yes.
He's climbing up the aggro crag. He slips at one point. He gets back up. He doesn't fall down 5 feet for every time he jumps, like you do in the rain in Zelda. That mechanic sucks.
It wouldn't be as bad if it didn't rain 90% of the time you need to climb anything.
If Hyrule wasn't secretly Seattle, it would be fine. But I digress. So he gets to the top, and he strikes a pose.
This is stupid.
He pulls out his morpher, and he puts it up in the air, and...
Sticks his butt out and like throws out his back hand.
Yeah.
And
he's like he's got one hand up a little bit. He's posing for like Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell 5 or whatever.
This is a still image, I think. And they just like overlay the lightning on
tell.
It.
I honestly could not tell.
Because he doesn't move at all.
No. Maybe he's real good at posing. Maybe he was a model on KO35.
That's what he, instead of doing roundhouse kicks for 5 minutes, he held this pose for 5 minutes in his audition.
It's very strange and probably definitely going to be the image once I get around to updating the blog again. It's so daunting at this point. As Marvel gets struck, there's three N64 explosions.
Yeah.
That occur on it. He does not get blasted down the mountain like what would happen to me if I just held my sword up.
Lightning does strike his morpher, which I guess is what you would need to jumpstart to get your powers back.
Yeah. He's going to kickstart his heart.
Yep.
AKA his morpher. We just cut to the Rangers getting thrown to the ground and him, the Mantis being like, where's your friend? I'm going to beat you all up until he comes. And then Zane comes. He's like, good. Let's do this. He's like, I'm going to beat you up, Mantis. And Mantis is like, oh, you think so? And runs into the woods. And then Zane follows. And before the Rangers can follow, a bunch of Quantrons all just give them chicken wings.
Yeah.
And they're trapped.
Yeah, you can't get out of a crossface chicken wing.
No. Well, it's only a chicken wing. There's no crossface.
No.
It's just a double chicken wing. Here's the thing. You could kill all the Power Rangers right now. If you had a sixth Quantron with a knife... He can just come up and
just stab. I don't know. Can you stab them if they're morphed?
It'll just spark.
Oh.
It'll just hit him and it'll spark you.
Because, like, we'll talk about this again in a second.
Okay.
Zane explodes and he's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, he's special.
He is one of the most powerful.
One of the most powerful Rangers in the universe. So Zane and Mantis are fighting. I don't know, it's like cat and mouse. It's not super exciting stuff. But then Mantis throws his scythe at, because he has a scythe, throws his scythe at Zane, and it wraps around him like a rope and picks him up into the air.
Yeah.
And we're at a minute, and the Rangers get free from the Quantrons. They start running, and then we cut back.
It's this very dramatic, like, no,
Zane!
We get to see all five of them in slow motion.
Yeah.
Running and yelling no. It's very exciting. Very dramatic.
I really like it. Here's the thing that really bugged me, though, is that it was at 59 seconds, and then it cuts to the Rangers, and it cuts back, and it's at 20 seconds, and it was only 13 seconds. And then a longer time later, we cut back to it, and it went from 20 to 8, even though it had more time.
Here's what I think happens, because the timer is Sentai footage.
Right.
So I think these are the only times that they have to work with on the timer, and they just did not care enough to match it up in real time.
To figure out how to make another 10 seconds work?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We're just going to put the shots we have in. They're kids. They don't care.
Kids don't care.
They don't even know what numbers are.
They can't even read. We're surprised they know what colors are. So he explodes because the countdown goes down and he blows up.
Yep.
Andros falls to his knees and is like, no, Zane, he was my best friend.
My best friend, he's dead again.
Didn't feel him die, though, Andros. So you do have that superpower.
Last time he felt him die, he was wrong.
So is he always back? Is he constantly feeling him die? And then one time he doesn't die, he's like, oh, he must be alive still. They go to attack the Mantis, and before they can, I guess the Mantis blasts him, maybe? Mantis has the upper hand. I don't remember how.
Oh, he does throw his arm as a boomerang and hit them all a lot.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe that's what he did. No, he shoots them, because they're all... Andros is like, I'm going to kill you if it's the last thing I ever do. And they all start charging him, and the Mantis says, you better watch what you wish for, and he blasts all of them.
Yeah. And they land, they're like, oh no, Zane wants to keep fighting.
Yeah, Andros is like, he's convinced that they're all about to die. Like, this is the end of the Power Rangers.
Yeah, he's given up. It's just Mantis.
He's like, it can't end this way. It's like, it's not going to. No,
it's just Mantis.
It's Mantis.
He barely has a name. And then Zane.
It's like, if my name was Man.
And then Zane flies in on his Astro Glider, beans him in the head, because that's their favorite move now. Is just shoot their space surfboards into someone's brain. and then it kills him. And
they all kill him, Andros, and Cassie all kill him somehow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they all do the turn and watch the camera as he blows up behind them.
And he said he gets a space Texas accent because he's like, I won't let you do that again.
Again.
It's like, what? Where are you from?
Nowhere.
KO-35, but little Space Texas. So
Southern KO-35.
They do a weapons rush, and they just start shooting him and stabbing him and all that, but it's only pink, silver, and red, so I don't, like, what... hang back, we got it.
Right. If we die, some Power Rangers need to survive.
Yeah. So he dies, and then he gets satellites, and Saran was like, fire the satellites. And Elgar's like, here we go again. Like,
he covers his eyes when he hits the button.
He's like, oh, this isn't going to work. And he hits the button. But, like, I mean, come on, Elgar. A little, like, faith. You got to believe, at least.
If Elgar has to be around, this is all I want him to do, is have one dumb line and push a button for the rest of the season.
That's it. That would be fine. So they call the Mega Voyager. They do a Zord fight. It's not super...
No, I mean, great. They just win it. It's nothing major.
There is a pretty neat, because they first of all, they just toss him to the ground. They pick him up and throw him down. And he pulls out his scythe, and he throws it at them, and he Jack Burton's it, because they grab it midair and throw it back at him.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill him, like, in big
It trouble. Rattles him long enough for the space pencil to come down,
yeah,
so they can shoot it at him.
They call the V3 missile and shoot him. And then we cut back, he dies, and we cut back to Astronema, who's like, you haven't heard the last from me, Silver Ranger. Just the other, whatever. They didn't kill the monster. only the other Rangers did.
Yeah.
Silver Ranger's the one I hate. So then we cut to Zane, who comes in to the dining room area, and the Rangers are like, oh, Zane, sit down. Would you like some juice? Here's some juice. And he takes a sip. Like, oh, what's this? It's bad. And like, it's spinach juice, you lug.
Yeah, they are a little snarky veteran. Like, oh, Zane, come sit. Yeah. Take a load off, man. Have some juice. You want some juice?
And so it's spinach juice, and he's like, oh, I'm busted, huh? And they're like, yeah. He's like, I was just having...
They set up the spinach juice joke like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, man. I'm actually pretty proud of them. But it was a sting operation. He's busted. You're going to jail, mister, for lying.
And he's like, oh, you found me out, huh?
And they're like, yeah.
He's like,
now...
you were just about to tell them the last time you were all together.
So like, the show doesn't know whether Zane is a good dude or a dink. Like, they just
like when he's not a dink. I wish they would keep him that way, because that Zane is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then he's just like, I'm going to pretend I'm dying so my friends will give me their seats.
Give me your juice and pie, yes. My plan is coming together perfectly. So he's busted, and then they're like, yeah, feeling better? And they all produce cleaning supplies.
It's one of the perks of being a Power Ranger. You didn't know? You get to just call cleaning
just
supplies.
Summon up a broom or a mop or a duster.
Squeegee.
There's an apron. They put the apron on. They're like, you're going to clean the whole ship top to bottom because you're a liar. This is your punishment for lying. And then Alpha is like, you heard him, punk. And then...
yeah, because Zane's like... top to bottom, and then Alpha like pushes the Rangers out of the way. It's like, that's what he said, nerd.
And then Zane turns around and is like, all right,
it's a living.
That's the end of the episode.
Yep.
So, Josh,
we are like 20. How many episodes into this are we? 22?
22.
This is like, this has to be 12 to 15, somewhere in that range, episodes with no Bulk and Skull.
I genuinely can't remember the last time we saw Bulk and Skull.
It was the uranium on top of the tower, right? That was the last time?
No, I think... The last episode was the Great Evilizer. Unless they were in...
That's the one with the uranium at the thing.
No, that was...
It's not?
That was the one where they made a robot evil.
Oh, right.
Unless they were in Grandma Matchmaker, which I don't think they were.
They were either.
It's been
Were they? Because they were in the surf spot in that episode, so they might have been in that for a minute.
Maybe. I don't remember.
That is, if they're in that one, that has to be the last one they were in. How many episodes ago was that?
That was 9 episodes ago.
Okay, so we're not in double digits yet.
Power Rangers.
But next episode we will be.
Come on. Where are my boys at?
What the heck?
They've got my boys held hostage. We gotta go save them. We gotta get them out.
Save your boys.
Of limbo. So I get to pick the first best. I'm gonna say it is... Astronomer figuring out that he only has 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just by a stopwatch. Just by like being like, oh, I think I figured it out.
Yeah, just like studying the weaknesses of her enemies.
Yeah.
That rules. That's an enemy. That's like a bad guy that wants to win.
Yeah. The worst is Zane flip-flopping.
Yep. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, those words were exactly what I was going to say.
It's because just like, Why?
Like, you could have just not had that scene where he heard them talking so that he doesn't know that they
that
think he's dying.
That would be a funnier episode, is them treating him like this, and then...
And he has no idea why. Yeah. He's
and
like,
then,
what
and
is
then at the
on?
End, they'd be like, Zane, you can't be here. You're dying. And he's like, what? No, I'm just like, my power's... I got 2.5 minutes on my power. It's like... It's
yeah, and
thing.
To just explain it to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why they do the things they do.
Because it's like a classic trope from sitcoms. They just gotta wheel them out
There's
every
the sitcom.
Season.
It is a sitcom.
Oh, it came full circle. You're welcome. There was a denouement.
It's not the Odd Couple Alpha and Zane that I wanted it to be.
Yes.
Although it is like a little bit.
I wanted them sneaking around, like trying to figure out where his power's going.
Right. Or like, where can we hide to do tests?
Yeah.
Because they're always in the engine room, so we can't do them in there.
The MVP, I'm going to say, is... I don't know.
Zane.
Astronomer.
Cassie?
I liked Cassie. I'm going to give it to Ashley and Cassie just for that, like... Like
he wants the pie, but he needs to eat healthy.
Apples are healthy. Apples are in this pie. No, you can't. So I'm going to give it to those two, because I enjoyed that joke a lot.
Yeah.
Other than that, no one looked super great. I guess. Other than Astronema, but she got the best, so I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
and
love
like Zane
up.
Saved the day, but I don't want this but to be just, Zane. It saves the day all the time. I don't want to reward him for that if that's the direction it's going.
He's a Silver Ranger. He's a Sixth Ranger. That's what you do. That's your job. Is you show up and and you win. So that's it. Again, let us know what you think about our bracket idea. If we don't get anybody saying anything, we're just going to go with this.
We're just going
to
do it.
If you have any monsters that you would specifically like to see, let us know.
Maybe we could fudge some numbers.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll fake some numbers.
If there's any monsters with enough support, I think we could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
If like one person is like...
Because look, I mean, I know there's two monsters that are getting on the list.
Yeah.
This Pumpkin Wrapper and Pudgy Pig.
Yeah.
Like, obv. And they're going to be in different seeds, so they can only fight each other if they get to the end.
That's right.
But other than that, I think we're going to do pretty random. And, like, not every episode has a monster of the week, so, like, some numbers we'll have to re-roll. And, like, if we have to re-roll one, we'll just pick from the, oh, everybody wanted Frankenstein from that one episode. You know, like,
remember him? Tommy's costume Frankenstein.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nobody wants Frankenstein.
Look, we don't know.
Is somebody's favorite monster Frankenstein?
It has to be. Huh. It has to be.
I don't know. Is this a pro wrestling situation where every wrestler is somebody's favorite? Where every monster is someone's favorite?
I think
enough
kids watched Power Rangers in the 90s and still to this day that, like, yeah, I think at least one person's favorite monster, or at least there's one person for every monster, at least.
Right.
There's a better way to say that, but you get what I'm trying
to say.
I
know what you mean, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get out of here.
All right.
We'll see you on Monday for A Date with Disaster? A Date with Destiny? Hold on.
A Date with the Devil?
I don't think it's the devil.
He said death, or he said dying, so why not?
Right. A Date with Danger.
A Date with Danger, ooh.
So that'll be Monday.
That is one of the episodes that I remember, so we're starting to get into the real thick of it
getting
here.
Getting some meat. So that's Monday, but until then...
May the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Talked about nothing for 9 minutes.
You know how we do.